This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
I'm always in on the Steelers. I will never abandon them. They don't do filler seasons. They don't do 6-11 seasons. They will find a way to 10-7 or 9-8. You know it, and I know it. I don't care who they get rid of. And yet, I still don't know what the hell the plan is. If the plan is for Rodgers, then you just severed a huge piece of talent with which to carry a 41-year-old quarterback who's going to need it. If the plan's not for Rodgers, and it's some holy crap, we're actually going with Mason Rudolph thing, which I know there are some Steelers fans who say, screw it, let's do it, then you need as much talent to carry him. So I don't know what the plan is with quarterbacks still, just like you do. And just when we think couldn't get weirder that the Steelers don't have a quarterback, they get rid of one of their best receivers.
Kyle Brand from Good Morning Football. Good morning to all of yins out there. Thanks for participating in our Sunflower and Tobacco Show and Halibut and Virginia Spots. We've been all over the map today. All right, couple things here. Number one, I need to vehemently disagree with some of the Kyle Brandt stuff. But if he believes that they have a plan, because he's got all this faith and trust in the Pittsburgh Steelers, then DJ Moore would make a ton of sense. Would cost you $20 million this year. According to reports, the Bears could be fielding offers on this guy. The Sporting News threw it out there as a hypothetical a couple of days ago. If the Steelers were going to move on from Pickens, he had also been linked to the Dallas Cowboys before they acquired Pickens. I want to get into all that, and so we shall. But first, I'm so tired of those in the national media saying, oh, the Steelers will get it. They'll get it done.
Right.
They'll get it done. They ain't going 6-11. They're not going to go 7-10. If this is the roster with Mason Rudolph at quarterback and Calvin Austin or
Robert Woods
is your number two. If this is the roster that they go into the season with, they're not going to have a winning season. That streak's coming to an end. You are not winning more games than you lose with Mason Rudolph and Robert Woods, or Mason Rudolph and Roman Wilson, or Mason Rudolph and Calvin Austin. It ain't happening. And I hate the idea that this national media conglomerate, and you could put a bunch of people under this umbrella, think that no matter what, they're just going to snap their fingers and throw pixie dust out there. And no matter what, Mike Tomlin and all his infinite genius and infinite wisdom is going to get them to 9-8. No, eventually the bill comes due. And eventually the roster becomes so much you can't overcome it. And if Mason Rudolph's your QB1 and God knows who is your wide receiver 2, no. Kyle, and I love Kyle. I have a man crush on him. No, Kyle, you are not going to win more than you lose. It's not going to happen. And that might be the best thing for this franchise. But there is zero backing there. There is zero evidence there from Kyle Brandt on why this roster is presently constructed would win more games than they lose. Okay. I guess you could say Mike Tomlin's never lost more than he's won. That would be some evidence. Eventually, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, a good coach, and the national media thinks he's better than good, can have a bad season. See Belichick, Bill, if your roster's not good enough.
I mean, especially in this division and what their schedule was going to put out. I mean, they have some tough games. Don't they have, like, the Lions, the Vikings, the
Chargers,
the Chargers, the Packers?
I guess by winning percentage, it's only the 19th toughest schedule in the NFL.
I thought their schedule was harder last year.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because they hit that stretch around Christmas that was just
right.
Brutality.
But if you're hitting Vikings, Packers, Lions, With a division game or two wrapped in there, the Bears, who should be much improved, depending on how it falls this year, could be really tough as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to. My head was going to, with the roster as presently constructed, have they beaten Baltimore 1 out of 2 times?
Probably, just because they do that.
They beat Cincinnati 1 out of 2 times.
I don't think so.
Cleveland.
They'll probably lose a game to Cleveland. They always do.
So they're 2 and 3 there.
Oh, we're doing schedule game before the schedule game. I love it.
Bills at home.
Nope.
Packers in
Ireland. That's a throw. That's a toss up.
Better win that one.
Colts at home.
They'll win that game.
Dolphins at home.
No. Depending on when it is. If it's in December,
right.
Then yeah.
Vikings at home.
No.
Seahawks probably. They'll beat them.
Where is that?
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baltimore. We already did that. Bears on the road.
L.
Lions on the road.
L. No.
Chargers on the road.
L.
Patriots on the road.
Maybe.
Jets on the road.
50-50.
Yeah.
I'll
I mean,
say
it's
L
like
for my own point here. And listen, they could
be
lose
a Justin Fields game.
Okay, if it's Aaron Rodgers, we could, and we will, I'm sure, play the game. How many quarterbacks that you're facing is Rodgers better than? We could play that game. We will play that game. Come schedule release time. There'll be all kind of different offshoots and ways that we could break down a schedule. If you're playing that game with Mason Rudolph and you go through all that again, do they have a better quarterback than any of those teams?
No.
And yeah, okay, they got a good defense, and generally that defense has destroyed bad teams.
Maybe the Colts.
Right. That's it. Maybe Cleveland, depending on who wins their job. Depending on who wins their job. Maybe Cleveland. And depending on when it is in the season. That's it. So for Kyle Brandt to say, well, they're the Steelers, and they'll just snap their fingers and bang, 9-8. With the roster right now, I'm saying no, this is finally it. Now, are they going to get a wide receiver? Mm-hmm. Maybe, probably. Are they going to get Aaron Rodgers? Maybe, probably. And if and when they do those things, it's a different conversation. Yeah. But for God's sakes, it's Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson right now. And we're going to say Mike Tomlin's so damn good at his job that that team's going to win more than it loses? No way.
What would they have had a losing season? This is a crazy hypothetical. Would they have had a losing season if they didn't have Chris Boswell over the last 10 years?
Great question.
Yeah, that's a great
probably
question.
Not. That's what gives them a chance, is they muck up, keep games close, and win because he makes 4 kicks or 5 kicks.
Right.
Like, that's why they are where they are. He is such a difference maker for them. It's crazy.
He had one of, if not the best, seasons a kicker has ever had last year. With 50-plus yard kicks, the number of kicks he made compared to the few that he missed. I mean, he made 40 kicks.
He's the best kicker in Steelers history.
He might be the best kicker in history.
When it's all said and done.
He's right there.
Like, he's a Hall of Honor guy.
Yes.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's fourth all-time in kicking in field goal percentage now, and Justin Tucker, just a prediction here, he ain't ever playing in the NFL again.
No.
73% last year, and all the off-the-field stuff, he ain't ever playing
football
again.
Football decision.
Yeah, that's all it was. You've got Pinheiro. Why are we getting into kicker talk? You always suck us into kicker talk, you!
It's important, dude.
And they have insurance, too, so even if this guy goes down, they got your guy Ben Sauls.
That's right.
Texter. Their defense can make them 500. I will cash the futures over again this year on wins. Sit down, Crowley. Okay, you must think Mike Tomlin's the best coach in the NFL then. And maybe you do. But, okay, Mike Tomlin sucks. Get rid of Mike Tomlin. Oh, they'll be 500. Oh, they'll win 9 games with Mason Rudolph and me at wide receiver. Come on now.
No, me.
Texter, you're such a hater. They had a winning season with Mason Duck. Okay. Kyle Brandt didn't make that point. You did. Kyle Brandt was standing on nothing. Oh, they'll figure it out. Well, give me some whys. I'm looking at this roster. I'm looking for the why. Did Minka have a good year last year? No. Did TJ Watt get hurt again down the stretch? Yeah, Cam Hayward's going to be a year older. Like, you need some juice on offense. Right now, you've got DK Metcalf. Okay, upgrade. What do you got beyond that? Texter, Crowley, is Russell Wilson that much better than Mason Rudolph? Why are we canonizing Rudolph? Like, I'm getting a little sick of that.
I mean, think about what he did last year. Like,
he sucked.
Yeah, horrible.
I tell you what. What's interesting about this schedule is Baltimore, Cincinnati are in your division. You play them 4 times. They're 2 of the best offenses in the National Football League. Most explosive. You play the Bills, incredibly explosive. The Dolphins, incredibly explosive. The Vikings, incredibly explosive.
The Lions.
You play the Lions, incredibly explosive. I mean, you better score some damn points.
Right.
Yes. And right now, they can't. They can't. Again, I like DK Metcalf better than George Pickens, and I like Caleb Johnson as an explosive back more than Najee Harris, but that box is going to be stacked a ton again if you don't get a second wide receiver. And maybe they will. Perhaps it's DJ Moore. We'll get into that coming up next. You can weigh in on Kyle Brandt's comments. You can make fun of me, as a lot of you are, on the text line at 412-928-9370. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Is your mic on for that one, Bostic?
What?
We were talking about Pittsburgh Dad, and I said, I'll just say it now. Apparently he's a cutie. Like when he gets out of shtick and is just walking around, that's what I heard. The women like the Pittsburgh Dad.
Mm.
That's all.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would he be qualified as a MILF?
DILF.
DILF.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So I said in the last segment that despite national media members like Kyle Brandt saying the Steelers will snap their fingers and wind up winning more games than they lose, I think this team right now, with Mason Rudolph at quarterback and no clear number two wide receiver, is not going to win more than they lose. And I'm getting blown up on Twitter. I don't understand. And we talk to Steelers fans every day. I'm a massive Steelers fan myself. I don't understand them. They want to rip this team all the time. But now that their quarterback is a guy who threw 9 picks and 9 touchdowns last year with the Titans, and their number two wide receiver might be a guy who played like 12 snaps for them last year, they're all bending over backwards saying, oh no, it'll all be fine? Well, then how are you criticizing the administration? How are you criticizing the front office? How are you criticizing Mike Tomlin? And look, I understand he builds these rosters. He's got a huge hand in it, and if not the final say. But if he's going to get this team right now, and it'll probably be better, but this team right now, you think they're going to get to 9 wins? Then he should sign a lifetime contract, and you should keep him forever.
Well, what's the proof to tell you that he can't do that? That's, I think, what people are basing this on, is there's no proof that says that Mike Tomlin can't do something like that because he's always done it.
For real, yes, that is true. And he did it with Duck Hodges, yeah. And he did it with Mason Rudolph, and so I totally get that. I hate that as analysis, though. Just because something has never happened means that it can't. That always drives me nuts. The Cubs hadn't won a World Series since 1908.
This is life in the middle. This is life in purgatory right now. Everything is a cycle, and it's a tough place to be, man. You want to be optimistic and positive one day, and the next day you're in the gutter and searching. I think that the Mason thing is fascinating to me because you're holding on to the end of 2023. Right when he came in and threw 3 touchdowns and no picks and had a great game against Seattle and almost beat Buffalo. But being the backup and then elevated to starter is different than being the day one starter. Yeah. The day one starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is a different level of pressure. It's a different level of, I think, freedom that you have as a player. And I just think people are grasping at straws with that one, man.
Well, I'm being told that Will Howard's the best thing since sliced bread, too, and he might well be good, but...
Right, but, you know, it's the anti-Kenny, right? It's the anti-Russ. He wants to be here. He's been loyal. All those things. That doesn't mean he's going to be successful.
No.
And I think with Howard, he showed appreciation for being a Steeler, wants to be a Steeler, saying all the right things. Like, yeah, it all makes a lot of emotional sense. But does it make football sense? We'll find out.
Right.
Does it translate into wins?
I know Mace is getting paid like a backup.
Correct.
If they thought that he was a starter, he'd getting paid starter money.
He's getting paid like a bad backup, and I don't think he's that. I think he's a very, very good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And the team, the guys who were there in 2013 that are there now, they love him. And I like Mason Rudolph, and it's a very valuable thing to have a good backup. He's actually, you're getting him at a discount rate. When you consider that a guy like Daniel Jones is getting $15 million, I'd rather pay Mason $4 million and just see what you can get with him. But that doesn't mean he can play 17 games. And what he did a couple of years ago, nothing short of miraculous. We have also seen Landry Jones play a couple of games, and he beat the Cardinals when they were really good with Bruce Arians at head coach, with Martavis Bryant and company. Like, okay, that's a valuable thing. But just because you can do it for a game or two or three does not mean that you can do it for 17 games.
There are hundreds of backup quarterbacks that have gone out and played well.
Matt Flynn.
That's what backups do. He did what a backup
Cooper
is supposed Rush. To do.
Cooper Rush. Kenny had a great game against Dallas last year for the Eagles. Great game. So did the guy that came in after him after he got banged up. And I know they won the Super Bowl, so that's a little bit different. But still, plenty of backups. The list of backups that have gone in and had great games is long.
Correct.
The number of those that turn into starters in the NFL, like Tony Romo or Kurt Warner, that elevate themselves is a very small list into becoming franchise quarterbacks. Typically, those guys are known at day one.
Texter, with all due respect to you guys, Mason has been through the ringer and has almost every obstacle thrown in his way, blah, blah, blah. I'm rooting for the guy. Of course I'm rooting for the guy. He's dealt with a lot. He got hit in the head with a helmet. That happened. Got his face broken by Earl Thomas. That happened. Didn't really have a chance to win a starting job when Kenny Pickett was here, when Trubisky was here, but by the accounts of Caboli and others who watched every day said he was the best in camp. His last season here, Mitch Trubisky was the first guy up off the bench. He's gone through a lot, and I like Mason, and I like the whole new goatee thing.
He's also had a lot of opportunities, too. Let's not forget that.
Bang.
Like, it's not like, he's been through a lot. He's faced a lot of adversity, but the guys have had a lot of opportunities, and even last year. The guy, they benched their draft pick, and Will Levis, he gets to go in, then they bench him. Like,
he went 1-4 and was 1-1 touchdown interception ratio on a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
On a bad team.
They didn't have a DK Metcalf.
I don't think the guy's a bad player.
Mm-mm.
I don't think he's a bad player. I also don't think he's the answer. And I don't think the Steelers think he's the answer. I think he is a stopgap if they need one. And Aaron's not the long-term answer either. So they are in a very difficult spot. It just so happens that the bottom hasn't fallen out. And I don't think it will. I don't think the bottom will fall out. Will they go 8-10 at some point? Or whatever the record would be? Maybe. But I don't think this team's going 3-14.
I don't think they're going to sink to the bottom of the league or anything like that. But if they took the field tomorrow, that is not a team, for me anyhow, that wins more than they lose. And I think they're better at a lot of positions than they were last year. But the most important one is quarterback. And when they got bad quarterback play last year with a lot of similar parts on this roster, they went 0-5. And them's the facts.
Mm-hmm. They are.
412-928-9370. Someone wrote something on the text line about boobs that I wish I could read, but I'm not going to. That's as much as I can say. The boobs. Oh, I promise we get to DJ Moore. I've done this like 4 times today. Chicago Bears could be moving on from DJ Moore. Would he fit in here? Is it realistic? What would you have to give up to get him? We'll get into that coming up next. Social Media's Biggest Loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. I think it's all of us, because Michael Brewerly, the George Pickens burner account, alleged, has deleted all of his tweets. There's only one remaining, a pinned tweet. That's it. Can you delete all your tweets at once, or do you have to go back and individually go one by one?
Don't know, but probably one by one.
You know what I did upon getting this job?
Deleted your tweets.
Deleted your tweets one by one.
I didn't delete any tweets. I thought of every single bad word in the English language and Googled
your name in that.
Yeah. Not Googled, I guess, but searched into Twitter just to make sure that when I was drunk back in college, I wasn't tweeting stupid stuff. And you know what? I'm very proud of myself that I wasn't
nothing
being an ass.
I clear my social media every day and make sure I don't like something accidentally, retweet something. You know how easy it is to, like, I'll look at my Instagram and like, I like that?
You can, I accidentally bookmark things all the time.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And it's like, you don't want to, something political, something.
Mm-hmm.
Political would be worse than porn.
I check that, what did you say?
You have a real job. Like, I mean, not
I understand,
like
but even like with this, like, I just check it just to make sure that I'm not, you have a real job. Yeah, you have a real job?
I mean, yours is more realer than ours.
I would rather accidentally like porn. And they're not public anymore, the likes, but one day, wouldn't it be just something?
Oh, they're not public anymore?
They're not public anymore.
Oh, gosh.
So one day, what if Musk says, hey, you know what?
Boom.
Bang. Everything you've done is public.
You've accidentally liked porn. Yeah, right.
Or, okay, what if I did like porn? You would get less blowback for that than if I accidentally liked something that had to do with politics? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what I like, and I'm starting to grow on me.
Everybody likes sex, but only 50% of people are Republicans or Democrats.
You know what's starting to grow on me?
Yeah.
DJ Moore coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, that again. We're supposed to talk about that.
I was against it. There's some character stuff, but man, he's been productive.
Yes.
Fits perfectly.
I think I still like Keenan Allen or Lazard better.
Well, they're cheaper.
DJ Moore?
They're cheaper.
Mm-hmm. For this team.
It ain't your money. Oh, you don't care about the money. You think they'd be a better fit? DJ Moore's a great route runner. 900 plus yards.
Multiple quarterbacks. One being Justin Fields.
My thing is, I'm all about, like, I have quirks for, like, different body types in the room, you know?
Are we talking about receivers, or are we on the old topic?
You are a sick man.
I mean, he's 6 foot.
He's 5'11".
What about the spikes?
Well, it depends. Are they sinking into the ground, or are they on concrete?
Well, this would be Akrisher. They're sinking into the ground.
Correct.
Look.
It's growing on me. I mean, then you have two bona fide guys that have been proven.
And regardless.
And you're going to keep them.
Exactly right.
Maybe.
Exactly right.
Last two places haven't kept them.
Sure. And that is absolutely a worry. But change of scenery
How many great players,
uh-huh,
have been with three teams in their first six seasons?
It's not a lot. They're all head cases.
Like receivers?
Yeah.
And I'd have to do some thinking.
That's my point.
Tyreek Hill? That's two teams.
I'm sure we could come up with a few, and yeah, it is concerning. It is concerning. And there's absolutely no guarantees about this quarterback situation. I just love the idea, even more than for just this season. Next year, young whippersnapper quarterback comes in here, Lenoris Sellers or Will Howard or the guy you love from Tennessee. Not Tennessee. Who's the guy whose name I can't say?
Nico
Iamaleva.
Yeah, if he
Iamaleva
wins some games at UCLA, that might be hard to do. Whatever. Name a quarterback to come out next year's draft. That guy walks in here.
Drew Aller,
and he sees DK Metcalf line up to his left. And to his right, it's DJ Moore.
Not bad.
All right, so unpopular take.
For $20 million? My Not God.
Bad. I'd be more excited to have DK Metcalf and George Pickens than DK Metcalf and DJ Moore.
Why?
As a quarterback. Because the one dude, both of them are just, you could just throw the ball up.
You need,
like, I DJ just love
Moore,
that.
Did you not read DJ Moore's stats?
It's 5'11", dude.
But doesn't that fit your body type thing?
No.
Because it's a bigger body type.
They drafted a guy last year, like Roman Wilson, to be that guy.
Well, he's a slot.
Okay. You've got Calvin Austin. You've got Robert Woods. You've got a bunch of 5'10", 6 foot guys.
So you wouldn't take Ja'Marr Chase because he's 5'11"? Because he wouldn't fit your body type?
I wouldn't take Ja'Marr. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, I'd take. I think that's a different conversation.
Jordan Addison?
I'd take Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison.
Doesn't fit your body type, though.
Jordan, he's 6'1".
No, he's not.
I'm on it. What about in cleats?
He's not. He's not. I mean, I'm 6'1". He's not taller than me. He's way shorter than I am.
Why do you keep shrinking?
I'm
6'1". When I started working here, you were 6'4".
No, he's 6'2".
What the hell happened?
He's always been 6'2". Your point is valid.
Addison, 5'11", 175.
6'1".
Yeah, he's 6'1" in my book. Just like you said, what's his name? 6 foot.
He plays big.
DJ Moore is 6 foot.
Okay, but don't they have, just devil's advocate here, because now I'm scared that mommy and daddy are fighting. Don't you have that size in the tight end room?
Yes.
You've got Freiermuth, who I think with a quarterback, if it is Rodgers, you can throw over the middle of the field. You
Parham,
you got Darnell Washington, red zone targets.
That's a good point.
It's
a good point.
I'm out. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
That's a good point.
I've done it.
That's a good point. I think the chief concern with Moore for me is the character stuff.
So Ben Johnson didn't like the effort that
doesn't sound great.
Closer to the end of the year when they stunk, I'll make excuses for him.
He left the play early, midway through the play, and walked off the field.
He just sounds like a George Pickens who's not quite as bad.
Who rolled his ankle.
He got hurt.
You walk off the field in the middle of a play?
Eberflus, I mean, think about the things he did, the head coach. Like, I would be doing that, too.
I don't care. He's got shipped out of two places if he gets traded right now. Two.
And he'd be 0 for...
Why'd they pay him, then?
He'd be 0 for two rookies.
Because the Bears were desperate?
Are the Steelers desperate?
Do they think they're desperate, or do you think they're desperate? I don't think they think they're desperate.
Depends on what their plan
about,
is this
What
year.
About what the Steelers have done? You said they had no plan yesterday.
Right.
You said they're flying from the seat of their pants.
Right.
Which I disagree with. I don't think they're desperate at all. I think they have a plan. Now, whether you agree with the plan is a totally different thing.
I agree with that.
Totally different thing.
What's their plan?
I think their plan was to pay DK Metcalf and get a mature receiver. I think they feel pretty good about the rest of the room. May add a cheap piece, which DJ Moore would not qualify for. And Alan Lazard's probably that guy. That's what I think. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be their quarterback. They think they can win in 2025, excuse me.
And I take a swing, and then next year you reset.
You got Will Howard, a little bit of insurance, great kid, competitive character, tough, won a national championship. You got your running back. You've got your pieces back. You're going to sign TJ, get another 4 years out of him probably. And they feel like they've got the right cornerstone to win. And they just don't know if they have the quarterback yet. That's the biggest question. They got the receiver for the next 5 years. They ain't getting another number one. That's going to be better than him.
Real quick, I'm so happy we get to do what we do and just mess around the way we have today and argue semantics about wide receiver height and how tall we think guys are despite what they're listed at. When I look over and I see there's a mayoral debate that's about to take place on KDKA AM, right. And I see a tweet.
This is the real mayor. I'm just kidding.
This is very funny to me, and they're doing a real service over there to their listeners at KDKA AM, and PJ Komanchik, who runs the ship over there. He is sweating bullets. He is nervous, but he's excited. They're going to do a great job with it. But I couldn't happen to laugh when I see this tweet. Corey O'Connor wins the coin flip to kick off the Democratic mayoral debate on KDKA radio. They're doing a coin flip. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. We're debating politics. We're kicking it all off with a coin flip.
You a Tails Never Fails guy?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. All done.
I'd go so far as to say if you're a mayoral candidate and you ain't calling Tails, I ain't voting for you.
Yeah, that's a big question.
Wow.
You gotta call Tails.
That's a hot political take by Adam Crowley.
It's as far as they'll go. All right.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
The hell are we going to talk about next? Something will try to entertain you. TK was just walking in here. You think he was going to check out the mayoral debate?
Maybe.
He's like the guard in there.
I saw him out there. He was like, hey, listen. Hey, is your name Connor? You look like Dubas. I thought you were Kyle. Like, listen. Like, you guys look the same. I heard him talking to
Who was he talking to?
Corey O'Connor, the mayor debater.
He said Corey O'Connor looked like Kyle Dubas.
Yes.
I thought he was talking about me with my glasses.
No, Corey O'Connor.
Oh.
Where are your glasses?
I forgot them at home.
Defeats the purpose.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I can see things close up. I can't see things far away.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
He figured out I was black the other day when he put his glasses on.
I walked up in here for the first time ever. Pat, I looked across from me and I saw, looking back at me, a smiling, jovial black man.
Yep.
I had no idea until I threw the glasses on.
Then he texted his mom, was like, did you know that I work with a black man?
Oh, God.
My mom thought that
it's almost 10 o'clock.
My mom thought that Doug Whaley was a white man until she threw on the YouTube stream. And she said, he's a very handsome man, that Doug Whaley. I said, I don't need you to update me on such things.
He is.
Of course he's a handsome man. I don't need my mom telling me other dudes are handsome. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
You think she needs everything you say every day?
No.
No chance. No. She's been saying that since the day you
but
came
out of the... But I'm providing
for
the grandkids is what I'm doing.
The day you came out of the womb.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. You sticking around for the mayoral debate?
No, I have to go. I have an important business meeting.
What are you doing?
If I told you, I'd have to...
Drown me.
Drown you, boys.
All right, TK coming up next. We've run out of time.
This has been great.
It's been a blast today. This is my favorite part of the show, when we pat ourselves on the back for how good of a job we've done. And all of Pittsburgh just nods their head in agreement in their cars.
They are. I think the people have spoken.
Mm-hmm.